This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The next time you surf the web, you may want to thank your congressman. Yesterday, the House voted to keep the internet tax-free. News and Notes web producer Jeff Bennett has more on that and what's making the rounds on our blog. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So what's this good news for web users?
Well, it is good news. Yesterday, the House voted almost unanimously to extend a ban on taxing access to the internet for another 4 years. Now, the ban was set to expire at the end of the month. And a lot of those who voted for it support making it permanent. Permanent, they say, because big telecom companies need tax-free web access to invest more in high-speed internet lines and eventually work toward closing the digital divide.
So Gina 6, it had moved a little bit out of the news spotlight, and now it's back with these congressional hearings that you've blogged about.
Right.
Also, BET Awards. What's that about?
Yeah, well, Bryant Purvis and Carwin Jones, two of the Gina 6, turned up at the BET Hip Hop Awards over the weekend. They were there to present an award, but they were on the red carpet hobnobbing with celebrities. There's a photo of them joking around where they're holding up the number 6 to represent the Gina 6. So we asked the question, was it appropriate? And here's what folks said. One reader called it a slap in the face. He says it shows disrespect for them to attend, and for BET to even fathom the notion that this was a good idea is mind-boggling. Russell Randall, another commenter on our blog, says he doesn't think they should use a Gina situation as a way to obtain Hollywood status, but they should still be allowed to have fun. And another reader, Mojio Durinde, says, timing is everything. No one is telling these teenagers not to have fun. Just don't be cheesing for the cameras a few days before the congressional hearing on the Gina 6 case.
So what else is getting a little play on our blog?
Well, people are talking about Tyler Perry's success with this film, Why Did I Get Married, contrasting that with the level of respect he's not getting in Hollywood. We have part of an email from him where he talks about some of the obstacles he faced when promoting the film. And there's some reaction to the rash of noose hangings around the country, from Gina to Columbia University to the Coast Guard. These incidents have got a lot of attention online, and there's a debate on our blog about the appropriate response to it.
We also have Speak Your Mind, and what have we got up there right now? How can folks join in?
Yeah, well, there's a piece from blogger Jasmine Kanick this week about complexion issues in the black community. So folks can check that out, and we continue to offer the invitation for others who want to speak their mind on our blog to write us a piece and send it in.
Sounds great. Jeff, thanks again.
Thank you.
Jeff Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes.